Noticias.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Muhammad Raja Gianluca Putra, better known as Nuka, an Indonesian singer, songwriter, and actor. His name became widely known when he managed to reach the top 4 in a singing contest on a national private television. During his career as a professional singer and songwriter, Nuka has produced several works that have reached more than 2 million monthly listeners on digital streaming platforms. Apart from that, Nuka is also often involved in the songwriting process himself. One of them is for his newest song entitled Sekarang Esok Selamanya, or Now Tomorrow Forever, which is the original soundtrack for an Indonesian film, Laura. The song tells the story of someone who feels that he has found the person he loves to be with forever, but in the end, all he gets is hurt and sorrow. Well, listener, here is the latest song of Nuka, Sekarang Esok Selamanya. Enjoy.
Bersalahkah hati jatuh berkali-kali dalam rayu yang selalu kau beri. Kau buat dunia dunia dengan ku di dalamnya. Usahakan nyaman senyamannya. Tak butuh waktu yang lama, lahirnya kisah sempurna. Hatimu hatiku menjadi saksinya. Hanya dirimu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Sekarang, esok, dan apa terbayangkan indahnya masa depan bila denganmu jadi tujuan. Tak butuh waktu yang lama, lahirnya kisah sempurna. Hatimu hatiku menjadi saksinya. Hanya dirimu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Sekarang, esok, dan selamanya.
Talking about the free nutritious meal program by our government, and the implementation of the program of course has some challenges, but what are the challenges? Here is an answer from a professor of the Department of Community Nutrition, Faculty of Human Ecology at IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardinsyah.
The challenge sensing was how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depending on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally. Yeah, so the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety stage, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
The full conversation is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And then you can check the video VOI Talk titled Why Free Nutritious Meal Matter.
Voice of Indonesia.
For today's down.
Well, listener, still talking about tourism, a lot of places you can find in Indonesia, but this time not gonna talk about the beaches, the mountain, or even natural scenery. Is that I'm inviting you to go to the National Museum of West Nusa Tenggara, and of course, just like the name, it is located in West Nusa Tenggara. And what will you find in here? You can find the history, the culture, and the art of the people of West Nusa Tenggara, which is very different from each places across the country. So for first timers who just heard about Indonesia, Indonesia is not only one ethnicity, but instead we are coming from a lot of different ethnicities, so making us so rich for you to explore. So if you want to know more about the people from West Nusa Tenggara, you got to go to the museum that has the artifacts that is said to be reflecting the region's cultural wealth, including archaeological, ethnographic, fine arts, and historical objects. Quoted from Indonesia.travel, apparently the museum has four main rooms: the permanent exhibition 1, permanent exhibition 2, treasury room, and also geological room. And for the permanent exhibitions, the room 1 contains the geological heritage and diversity in West Nusa Tenggara. In room 2, you'll find the cultural heritage like history and knowledge. But in the treasury room, you can find the materials, form, function, and characteristic of so many things, apparently. And then in the geological room, it showcased the geological heritage, geological diversity, biodiversity, and cultural diversity in at Mount Rinjani, which was declared as the World Geopark by UNESCO 2018. So West Nusa Tenggara has a lot of things to offer to you, like Mount Rinjani and then Mandalika Circuit. But make sure to spare some time to visit Museum Negeri Nusa Tenggara Barat or the National Museum of West Nusa Tenggara, located at Jalan Panji Tilar Negara.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta, pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan masa kini. Ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya. Di hati ada cinta.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you cannot help them, at least do not hurt them. A quote by Dalai Lama. Since the 11th century, it was widely believed in Central Asian Buddhist countries about the Dalai Lama that has special relationship with the people of Tibet and intervenes in their faith by incarnating as benevolent rulers and teachers such as Dalai Lama. And the book of Kadam, the main text of the Kadampa school from which the first Dalai Lama hailed, is said to have laid the foundation of the Tibetans' later identification of Dalai Lama as the incarnation of Avalokiteshvara. And listener, that was quote of the day.
Indonesia. Hati berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
semesta cinta. Di depan mata hangat senyum mengisyaratkan tak perlu ragu. Coba katakan, katakan, katakan dengan cinta.
Hangatnya menyapamu.
Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu. Dia ada untukmu.
Betapa mata jelaskan, oh, ada getar hatinya. Tak akan lama menunggu.
Cinta,
cinta.
Di depan mata.
Essential Soft Groove with Coba Katakan Dengan Cinta or Try to Say It with Love. Sometimes to say something, the important thing is to pick your words or your diction or maybe the main goal of what you want to say. And maybe sometimes you can change everything by simply changing perspective about something. For example, if you see me talking like this, some people might feel okay, but some people might be a little bit offended or uncomfortable because of, well, different perspective. Everything is a matter of perspective. And sometimes in Indonesia, we also have a lot of natural disasters. In this case, I'm talking about earthquake and also the volcanic eruption that is, well, out of our control, of course. And despite being so devastating and destructive, apparently it has another side that brings blessing for the people. Here is a story about Galunggung bringing blessing.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian, sekarang bahkan orang
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So, it is better for blessing and more beneficial. And also, the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened.
Dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed.
sangat
micro element
dan
is needed by plant.
Pengembangan
one of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman
manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mangalunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal.
Ya,
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. in the past, it was only 2 tons, twice, isn't it?
1 ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, kan? It was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but Alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, with His word to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu serbundu di hujan peluru, berhubung di rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang pun hapuskan rasa resah, tenggelam badai ombak hidup lalu reda. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Berikan asa, biarlah atasku kau berkuasa, hanya engkau yang kupuja. Berikan asa, atasku kau
Pusat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tak bisa aku tak. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Danantara to be launched today. Police still assessing 46 Indonesians returned from Myanmar. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will launch the Sovereign Wealth Fund, or SWF Management Agency of Nusantara, called Danantara, today, February 24, 2025. He made the statement in a speech at the World Government Summit 2025. Indonesian government said Prabowo is ready to launch the latest Sovereign Wealth Fund Danantara, which is estimated to manage $900 billion in assets under management. Reported by Tempo.co, the initial funding is targeted at $20 billion. Indonesian National Police Criminal Investigation Agency are still assessing 46 Indonesian citizens who are repatriative to Indonesia after being trapped as victims of human trafficking in Miawati, Myanmar. The Indonesian citizens were also successfully repatriated to Indonesia on Thursday, February 20, 2025. The head of Subdirectorate 3 of the PBA BPO Criminal Action Directorate, Senior Commissioner Mingga Primastito, said that the assessment activities for the 46 Indonesian citizens will continue on Monday, February 24, 2025. And according to Aminga, currently the 46 Indonesian citizens are categorized as victims. Reported by Tempo.co, the status will only be evaluated after the assessment process is complete. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
wajah.